aunties. This poem's inspired by Joy Harjo's poem, She Had Some Horses. We had a marching auntie and an eyelash curler auntie, a headscarves one, a lavender talcum powder auntie and a satin running shorts one. We had an auntie who was laid out on that sheepskin rug by that uncle when she was 6 and 7 and 8. These might be the same aunties. We had an auntie who died on the same day as her own sister and turned into that white horse on the green hill. A drawn-on eyebrows auntie who said, I don't care how good they are at yodeling, they're giving country music a bad name, those girls. We had an auntie who lifted her still working arm above her head to make it easier for us to take off her top for the wheel and shower. Then that auntie who hickeyed her great-grandbaby on her hip, and we looked up at her, framed against a bright blue Nelson Bay sky. We had an auntie who said, you're sick, and you make me sick with your disgusting carry-on, both of you girls. The auntie who said, how dare you, can't you see your mother is upset? The auntie who said, you make me sick with your embarrassing carry-on. Then the one with the sea-green eyes and Ponamu black moko kauai who wanted to teach us karanga. The auntie who gave her permission. We had an auntie married to that uncle who cursed us, who told us, you should never be allowed around children. And we never, ever were. The Takaka auntie. Reason left that auntie, and she followed us to the toilet with a mango in her hand and kept talking. She frowned when she smiled, that auntie. She was always, my grandchildren this, my grandchildren that. We had an auntie who said, don't worry about me, I'll just close my eyes and wake up in paradise. One of the aunties was actually a nun. One had hands swollen with arthritis, and she always stayed young. Very young, too young. This other auntie was a yodeler, for real, in the mountains, with goats, way overseas. She never got married, and her name started with a K. And that auntie had another auntie who gambled, and an auntie with dirt floors. Those were definitely the same aunties. That auntie, oh man, if she ever won the lotto, she would just be winning back her own fucking money. Then there's the auntie who watched him shoot himself, even after she herself was already dead. And she applauded with her ghost hands, applauded and screamed her karangatangi. And then we had that auntie who threw a fridge at her own brother once, and in the summer she waltzed us round the room with our small feet, tiptoe and clammy, on top of her high arches, her feet in cork wedge heels. There was that one-eyed dog auntie, the pork and puha auntie, the pinch of salt in the porridge auntie, the Prince Tuiteka song auntie, the crawl on her lap auntie, the 50 bucks in a birthday card auntie, the fish and chips for breakfast auntie, the DNA, the DNA, the DNA that fits into the whakapapa here and also here auntie, the pale poached eggs auntie, the auntie who plays the piano like a pianola, and sings at the same time while you try and watch and memorize every click of her pink fingernails on the black keys because she's gone now, but no. No, silly. That one's your mum.